This your boy Thacker Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on nappyafro.com.
Hello.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
Sound like your mic is extra close.
Let me turn it. Is it still loud?
No, it's not loud. It sounds like it's extra close, like it's rubbing on your face.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Definitely sounds awkward as shit. What up, bro?
Dang, it's like I said, it's like, damn, no homo, man, no homo. Like, you said rubbing on your face, like, shit.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the illest podcast for the dopest website, period. This is the Frocast for NappyAfro.com, episode 110. I'm Matt Sawright, a.k.a. Ricenberg, sitting in with my homies, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Jeffrey Baratheon, a.k.a. Rob Stark, a.k.a. That's it for right now, man. It's just that's it, man. I'm not gonna go into it. I don't want to spoil it for nobody, but if you know why I said that, you get it, people.
And I hear that you're on location today, right?
Yes, I'm on location. My son is they're doing spring practice now. Season doesn't start till August. I don't know why the fuck they're practicing in April. But I know these son bitches better go undefeated since we practicing this motherfucking early. That's all I'm gonna say.
And they play how many games? Like 8.
Yes.
Oh, hell no, dog. In the Tykes? You in Typha?
AYF, close.
Damn. We appreciate you doing the show on location, bro. That's big stuff.
Hey, man, listen, man. I heard what you had to go through and what Blue had to go through.
Hey, but, yeah. And speaking of Blue, I mean, you know, Blue, say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. the Black Tyrion Lannister, a.k.a. the Pinky Rain Purveyor
Peace.
What's up, y'all?
Wow, that's a hell of a name, dog. I need that to be your name for the rest of the Frocast. Add that to the list of the current. Like, that's got to stay, dog.
Speaking of that Pinky Ring of Purveyor, now, I was on Instagram earlier this week or between Frocasts, and I saw this Pinky Ring that GQ Blue is referring to. Now, normally, you know, Pinky Rings don't get any flack, you know, from, you know, King Germ. But this pinky ring will. I mean, can you explain this pinky ring? Does it have any symbolism? But I want you to say, hey, man, it's a family heirloom. I don't want to go in. It's not an heirloom or nothing, is it, Blue?
The pinky ring is important because of the Ankh. Symbolizes life.
Okay. I see. I'm going to save it then. Since you gave me a good enough reason. Besides style, then I'll let you breathe, man. I ain't gonna go there. So sorry, people. I can't deliver. Damn. I know I lied. And I said on Instagram I was gonna address it, but I can't. He gave me a good enough reason. King Germ does have a heart, people.
Yeah, right. I refuse to believe that.
Some areas are free from slander, even though somebody said that, you know, comments on the Frocast said, you know, nobody is out of line. Like, we'll slander anybody. And, you know, I think we do that pretty well on the show.
We have no coots? Is that what's in the streets?
Hey, man, listen. Whatever it's going to take us to get this TV show, man, that's all.
Is that what we're going for now? Is that the goal? To get us on TV?
Hell yes. I want to be on motherfucking TV. Fuck that. If anybody can do it, we can do it. GQ got the looks. Sawright got the voice. And I can just do the production or something. I don't know.
That's why I need to stay on the radio.
And the real.
Exactly.
That works, man. Just, you know, I want to be like the neighbor on Tool Time. I want to be like, you never see my full face. I want to always be behind a laptop or something like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all don't watch this show?
Yes.
Y'all just going to let my joke fall like that? That's cool. That's cool.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, the one show you watch, of course we're not going to watch. It's all right. Come on, man.
I understand, man. I understand how it goes.
The so one much, show you watch?
So much for Germ having a heart. You see how you threw me under that bus real quick?
Hey, man. Last time I checked, man, I was I wanted Paula Deen to call me a nigga and feed me a pie. Jesse Hams called me a nigga and took my vote. Richard Petty, I went to the museum and he called me a nigga. So I mean, you know, who tells what you? Who knows what you saw, right?
But all of that is accurate.
That is true.
Ah, come on, now, y'all embellish a little bit, man. I mean, good gracious.
No, all of that's accurate. I mean, Petty was number what? Now 49?
43.
See, I don't even know. You knew exactly.
Come on, man. That's sports.
You knew exactly. Like, this is the Frocast from NappyAfro.com, and we put up different athletes and stuff for the shows when we were in the double digits. We're in triple digits now. Just saying. And you tried to put him up there as the image athlete for that episode.
Yeah, I tried. I asked, and you denied me. So
of course I denied you, sir. I'm just saying,
is this all because I didn't know what Nelson Mandela went to jail for? I mean, I feel like I'm still, you know, getting...
Well, you did kind of say, is he really a big deal? You kind of questioned his whole existence.
Yeah, but you know.
Anything Africa, you kind of shit on.
Oh, shout out to Mr. FBI, Mr. Al Sharpton, man. Shout out, man.
And the slander continues.
He working with them Alphabet boys.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You
can't do for the FBI rules just to keep that perm alive.
Exactly. Just for me.
We're barely getting the show started. We're slandering Sharpton.
Hey, he deserves it. Anybody work for the feds and you walk with MLK, nigga. Come on, man. Can't be an informant. An informant? Like, for real? Like, nah, man. I'm sure he got good reasons why he was being informant, but I don't want to hear him right now.
So, before we get to the rest of the slander, as what we do on this show, I wanted to give the rest of the crew props. I wanted to say I'm happy to be part of Nappy Afro, and here's the reason. Outkast got together. They did Coachella. Make sure you check out the site. You can see, you can listen to, what is it, 75 Minutes of Outkast?
75 Minutes of Outkast.
Shout out to DJ Artistic, man.
Yeah.
And now, if you type in Google Outkast is everywhere, which is what happens when you have a big festival like this. That's good stuff. The reason I'm happy to be part of Nappy Afro on the Frocast is because we ranked their albums before anybody was really talking about them. And I'm just proud of y'all because we were ahead of the curve. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, we the innovators, all right. I mean, we out here. I mean, we the real. We for the people. Nappy Afro for the people. People love us. We love them back. And it shows, man.
Yeah, I was like, wow, everybody's talking about it now. Somebody even put up an article. They were like, I wanted to put some of our Outkast, but I want to rank their albums. So I was like, here you go. Here's a link. We already did that. Thank you. And we still didn't get no props. Like, when they did their article, they still didn't mention us. It's a cold game, man. But I'm proud of y'all. I'm happy to be part of the crew, man. I wanted to get that out the way before we get to the rest of this rambunctiousness, which is starting right now. Because Illmatic turns 20 years old. Re-release of Illmatic. I don't know why we're re-releasing this. Anyway, I'm not a Nas fan.
He finally wants it to go platinum. That's why he's re-releasing it.
That's another story for another day. It did that. It only took, what, 6 years? 7 years?
Oh, 6 years to go platinum. What is that, you could divide this one, let's say, every two. One was, the other was, that's a one. You get it.
Standing ovation, sir. Standing ovation. We can end the show right now. There's not going to be a moment better than that on this episode. But yeah, so it's 20 years old. There's articles everywhere. Everybody's talking about Illmatic. I got to know from y'all because I will go ahead and bow out of this part of the conversation. I'm not a Nas fan. I don't think this album is spectacular. I understand it's a cornerstone of hip hop. I get it. It's not my thing. I get it. So
there's a guy who gave Nappy Afro's only 5-star rating to a Nas album, but okay.
I did. That doesn't mean that I have to listen to all the albums to know that it was a 5-star album. I'm just
That's
saying.
That's true.
This particular album, eh. That's all I got for it. So I'm bowing out of this conversation. I will leave it to you two. Where do you guys rank this album? How important is it to Nas's catalog? How important is it to hip hop? Let's talk about Illmatic. Go ahead, Trent.
I'm gonna defer to Blue since he's older than me, and he could tell. You know, he was 20 years ago. I was just fucking one or two. So I really don't know too much of what my brother told me. So I'm gonna let Blue go first, man.
I mean, seeing that when that album came out, I was like 5. But anywho, I am older than Germ. I love Illmatic. I mean, for the fact that Nas got hampered his whole career by Illmatic, and people said he couldn't put anything out better than Illmatic, lets you know how important, you know, Illmatic was to hip-hop culture, for the fact that it was the almost the pinnacle or defining shining moment of hip-hop that people kept on saying it had to be Illmatic or nothing else, which was a gift and a curse. Well, I say that Illmatic is the most important hip-hop album of all time. I can't say that. But if I had to be objective and list the top 10 most important hip-hop albums of all time, it's definitely up there.
Go ahead. Are you finished, Blue? I didn't want to cut you up.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. As far as Illmatic, I mean, as far as Nas go, yes, that is his Picasso or whatever you want to call it, his Holy Grail. Not meaning that Jay-Z's Holy Grail is a good album, but just the Holy Grail in the sense, the historical sense of Holy Grail for y'all people. That is Nas's like best album. I mean, only thing I don't like about it, it's only 9 songs. It's very short. Like, it's less than, 50 minutes. But every song in there is good as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I mean, only one song I'm really not too crazy about. But, you know, it's still better than a lot of songs that, you know, you hear. And, yes, that's Nas' best album. I mean, hands down. Sad to hit your first album is your best album. Because usually you want to get better as an artist, not regress. Or, you know, go up and down, you know. But, you know, Illmatic in 94, I think it came out in 94. It got to be, if that's 20 years. I still think that the better album that came out in 94 was called Southern Playalistic. But, you know, we can argue that all day. You know what I'm saying? So, but as far as, you know, Nas go, yes, this is his best album for New York. This is one of their little, they can put their, you know, stamp on it and say, yes, this album is the shit. But like I said, I still think Southern Playlist is better, but this is not about that. But, you know, salute to Nas. Hopefully you can get back to making the kind of music you made 20 years ago, because, you know, lately you've been putting out duds. Your last album critically was acclaimed. You know, I gave it 5 pros or whatever we give out, 5 stars. And, you know, yes. and you know, I'm saying, so salute to Nas, man. I mean, you know.
This nigga, dude, we've been doing this shit 7 years, and this cat said 5 pros or whatever we came out. 5 pros.
Oh, man.
That is the official petition. It has started. I want to start giving out pros to albums now. This should have happened. I wore
it. It was supposed to be. It was actually supposed to be Afro Picks, but Easy didn't like. He didn't like the puns. I was just like, "Well, let's do. Can we nappy Afro? Let's do picks. Like, you know, the little Black Fist picks.
Yeah,
that's what it was supposed to be.
I got 2 of them.
Yeah, it was supposed to be that. But Easy, he don't like the puns, like the barbershop. Like, he hate all the puns that play on. I mean, you know, he hate any nappy Afro play on words. He hates them shits, man.
So the idea of Frocast is not.
Oh yeah, that was. It's all right. You've been invented a Frocast. So, I mean, we can't, you know, it's all right. Invented it, and we ran with it.
I know he hates both of those. I came up with both of them names. I'm sure that he hates that shit.
No. Yeah.
We got to start getting Afro Picks on the reviews. It needs to happen. That's probably why we ain't made it to the top. It's because we flaked out on our thing. We went with stars.
Yeah, man, our playing game ain't up top, man.
Nah, man, it's killing us. I really don't have much to say about Illmatic, man. I'm not going to slander it. Like I said earlier on Twitter, if somebody says they don't listen to something and they have no interest in it, and then say but, and then try to make their opinion solid, it's worth bullshit. So I have nothing.
That's what that was about?
No, it was actually about minorities in baseball.
You know, there's only 67 black guys in the MLB.
Oh, so you read that shit, huh?
No, I was watching it on TV yesterday, and it just so happened. 67 black dudes in the whole Major League Baseball.
Yeah, 67.
67.
That's it. So
wow.
I won't digress into the whole discussion I had on Facebook. But in a nutshell, the guy was basically saying that he doesn't watch baseball. He has no interest in watching baseball. But the fact that the Cardinals don't have any black players Cardinals are a completely racist organization, and it's the worst team in baseball. That's how it devolved. And I was like, but you don't watch. Like, you don't pay attention. So, yeah, I feel the same way about this Nas shit. I can't really say much, so I will ride with y'all's opinion.
One point of clarification, Illmatic is 10 tracks. And which I was right, it's under 50 minutes. It's actually under 50 minutes. It's 39:21.
It's actually 9 tracks, so number one is the intro. Woo! But we're not going to go intro.
Wow.
You know. You
can't challenge Jerry. Jerry said, yeah, whatever. I'm sitting up in George's park.
Best song on Illmatic is
New York State of Mind.
Oh, well, hey, we have no argument here, GQ Blue. I mean, I was going to say the same thing. I was like, song number two, that's all you need. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20 of Buddha and bitches with beepers. Like, when the nigga said that, man, oh, man, come on, man.
You did mention something that's curious to me. Are we going to do a big, I haven't heard anything big about Southern Player Listed. I mean, if we're talking about 20 years.
Hey, man. We're
not celebrating that shit.
Cause Outkast still relevant. Niggas that do that shit, that do that 20 years, 10 years, them niggas not relevant. Or like Jay-Z when he did the 10 year, the re-release of what's the album called? His first album, Reasonable Streets. Doubt. What is it? Not Streets. Reasonable Doubts. Yeah, he still wanted to go platinum. It was gold. It took Jay-Z 10 years for the album to go platinum, man. Ridiculous.
So y'all do realize that B's is not gonna let the show see a light of day. So that's like the second Jay-Z slander in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, man. Listen, man. B, he won't know until it's already posted, man. So, too late.
Shit. I think that Southern Playlistic is probably, I'm reaching, which is what Saul Wright does on the Frocast, is the most important album in Southern hip-hop?
I will say yes. Nah, I ain't gonna say it's the most important. I ain't gonna say that. Nah, I can't do that. Because the most important, y'all gonna call me crazy. It's got to be a Master P album.
Oh, shit. Here come Peabody.
It's got to be a Master P album. I mean, because what Master P did, like, well, I don't know. You kind of got a point. They legitimized Southern hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because before that, niggas thought it was all about Uncle Luke and shake that ass, that booty music and shit. And then Outkast came out, and they were like, they were from a place that made booty music. But these niggas were actually rapping. So, yeah, I don't know, Sorry. I might be with you on that one. You changed my mind already, Sorry.
Damn. This is definitely a special episode. 110 is the magic number. But why are we doing anything big for that? I mean, I guess they're doing the Coachella thing, which is cool. But there needs to be a Southern Playlistic re-release or something. Something needs to be done.
Maybe they beefing with their record company, man. Maybe they like, you know what? LaFace Records, we don't want to have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that's definitely not a first that LaFace had an issue.
Exactly. So maybe that's got something to do with it. It's because that was under LaFace. Now you might get the 10 year of the double album, because that was 2013, so that was last year. So we already missed that. So I don't know, Sorry. Either you can get the ball rolling, Sorry, or it might be something we just don't need to mess with, man.
I mean, we got the congressman on the line. Maybe you can make that happen. GQ, we need the power of the Ankh ring to make this happen. I know you.
I will try to make sure I purvey peace to the Ankh ring. We'll see what I can do. I mean, since we like the dopest, you know, site in the motherfucking universe, why don't we do it? Why don't we celebrate?
We did already.
We didn't celebrate it. It's like, we didn't give it its proper celebration. We might need to do a 20-year Outkast, break it down, song by song. Wow. Everybody, like, take two songs or whatever between the four of us. It was, 16, 18 tracks? You know, everybody take something. Just write something about each song, and then that'll be our 20-year, you know, paying homage to one of the best albums ever. I mean, I'm with it, Sorry. Yeah. You know.
April 26, 1994. I'm from Kentucky. Germ from Georgia. Sorry, you from Texas? I mean, we are Southern hip hop side, basically.
Easy
from.
I'm from Georgia. Like, I ain't from Georgia. Like, shit. That's like,
Carolina, my bad.
Yeah, I was gonna roll with it though.
I was trying to too, but I can't claim Texas over Missouri, dog. It's not gonna happen. They kill people like me out here. I can't do it. Yeah, I guess we need to make it happen. Germ already outlined it, so we'll do something. We'll do something. For y'all that listen to us, And just like we were ahead of the curve for everything else, we will make something happen for this album. Some other shit to talk about. We got to talk about TVs. I need to know what y'all watching. It's TV time. I know GQ been chomping at the bit. I have not watched the show yet, but go ahead and have fun with that. GQ, please tell
them about
the
show. Spoiler alert.
Go for it, bro.
Hey, y'all hearing this on Thursday morning. If you ain't seen it by now, you ain't a real fan, so that's your feelings. Joffrey Baratheon on the call. How do you feel, man?
The Purple Wedding, man. You said, how do I feel about it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see, me personally, I don't feel Joffrey got the death he deserved. He deserved a more, you know, poisoning was too easy for him. Too easy. Like, he deserved, like, getting his balls cut off, a leg cut off, arm cut off.
Man. Y'all a little too excited. Let the people know what show you're talking about. Let them know who's
if we
dead.
Say Joffrey Baratheon, you don't know what
just,
we're talking
about. Just help him out.
We're talking about Game of Thrones that come on HBO.
Okay.
When I said Joffrey Baratheon and he said Purple Wedding, everybody already
knew. This might be somebody's first time listening to the Frocast, and they might not know shit about Game of Thrones.
Well, okay, you're right, so all right. I'm with you when you're right.
It only happens every once in a while. Go for it.
Man. Exactly, man. But yeah, man, the Purple Wedding, fucking awesome. Question of Blue, who do you think has something to do with it, man?
Man, I'm going with Tyrell, man. Granny's gangster. Granny don't give a damn about Ty when she talks to him the way she want to. A nigga need to pay up some money. Dane is going to take the pay year. Talking about the Iron Bank with their money.
A minister always pays his debts.
Like, she ain't got no chill. She don't give a damn about Tywin. And Tywin's like the most, like, shiesty dude in the whole show, but she don't even care. So if she that gangster talk to him in your way, I think Granny Tyrell got something to do with it, man. What about you, John?
Well, okay. This is just my theory, people. This is just my theory. I believe, okay, you remember when the drunk gave Sansa that necklace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you notice, when Granny, she came up to Sansa and was talking to her, she was playing with the necklace, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then, you know, all what happened to poisoning. And then the drunk comes to Sansa and was like, yo, we got to get out of here. So I'm thinking between... Granny, she poisoned something because her daughter never drank from the cup. Like, her daughter was like, Jeffrey was like, huh, drink. She was like, nah, I don't want none. You know what I'm saying? It was like, so something had to be up with them Tyrells, man, because I don't think that she wanted her daughter to marry Jeffrey because she seen what kind of dude Jeffrey was, and she didn't want her daughter being, you know, her granddaughter to be getting abused by this guy because she asked him, so she's like, well, how you feel about him? And she's like, oh, he's okay. She's like, no, how you really feel about him? And she told him, and she was like, nah, so I don't know. But see, now... But then you gotta remember what the red witch said. She said there's power. Yeah, she said there was power in the king's blood. When she took that blood from the Baratheon boy, the bastard, Ramsay Snow, whatever the fuck. No, he ain't Ramsay Snow. Whatever the bastard.
I know you're talking about.
She said the three false kings. She named Joffrey. She named Robb Stark, and she named the Greyjoy. So, two of them kings are already dead. So it's just making a way for Stannis to get his crown back. But Stannis going to have to fight my boo, Daenerys, for that, man, you know. And, you know, okay. Shout out to
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can I say something? I really feel like Daenerys is Sansa with more power.
You think she's Sansa with more power?
Basically, I just feel like she ain't that smart. I feel like she's not as cool and cunning as everybody thinks she is. I just feel like she's saying
she's like 17. You gotta remember, she's like 17.
Actually, I read the book. She's 13, which freaked me out. I was like, God damn, I'm looking at a 13-year-old butt naked.
She's not 13 on the show, so all right. Before you start passing out Chris Hansen cards, and calling the people on us.
I mean,
yeah, but she
in the book, she's 13 when the show starts.
Shit.
Yeah, so she's been going on for about, so she probably about 15 to 17 now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, so yeah, she's young, so you gotta understand that's where some of that that naiveness come from. You know what I'm saying? But she is the mother of dragons now, and she's on her way.
Stepping her ass, though.
Hey, but see, that's the thing, though. Yeah, but they, she can't, you can't, the dragon can't fuck with her though, cause you know, the only way to kill her is to chop her head off. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way to kill her.
That was a classic white person moment. But she was just trying to pet the dragon, and she, he was like, nah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm eating. What you think? You gonna take this food from me? Like, I'm eating? No, I'm a fucking dragon. Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
But I feel bad for my man Tyrion. Tyrion had a bad show, man. He had to tell Shay he was a hoe.
Yeah. Cause he wanted to die. Yeah, because that's the only way she was going to leave.
And tell Shay she was a hoe. Had to get sit up in front of everybody, get the wine poured on him. Now the heat thongs, I think he did it.
Yeah, he got framed for it anyway.
And I don't know about you, Germ. I feel bad for Theon, man. I know I shouldn't feel bad for Theon, but I feel bad.
Are you talking about Reek?
That nigga looks so pitiful and helpless.
I mean, he's broken. He's broken. Like, I ain't seen somebody broken like that in a while. Boy, that sucks. I'm talking about he can't even hold his head up. That's how bad. Hey, boy, that boy, that torture, man. Them damn, what is that? That's the house boating, boy. They off the chain, man. They off the chain, man.
This show,
man,
got black people in it?
Fuck. Well, nah, two black guys black, so far.
Two, yeah. We had one black dude. He was like one of the kings. He was one of the flavors of the town. He got killed. You got a black chick. She's Daenerys' translator.
Yeah, but don't forget about the black pirate to help Sir Davos, Davos or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, he said, "You promised me pussy." He was just like, "He said, you know that one."
So they're all like secondary supporting characters.
Yeah, yeah. No man in black characters. Come, this is medieval times. Sorry, there wasn't no black people in medieval times. We didn't exist then. You know that.
Well, dang. According to Noah, yeah. I mean, we weren't even around that bitch. So,
but I gotta say too, they're still making dick jokes about Theon. They're still showing that sausage scene.
Oh, yeah, now that was funny. They was like, boy, I was just like,
y'all definitely not selling me on this show. You talking about 13-year-olds butt naked and dicks?
Hey, now the dude cut his dick off. They tortured him. He cut his fucking, because he was proud of his meat. So he took something from him. He cut his dick off. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
He gave him the gray worm, man.
The gray worm?
Yes, gray worm is a black guy. We forgot about him, man. Gray worm a badass.
Yeah,
gray worm. He's Unsullied.
They got a clan called Unsullied, and they castrate them so that they won't rebel, but they just train warriors. They're like the sickest cold.
No pain.
Warriors.
So they gave him the other dude's dick?
No, that's his name.
Oh, they gave him the gray worm. I thought you said meant they gave it to gray worm. And I'm like, why would you want another? Yeah, this show was about to be completely canceled from the pro cast.
Oh, but it's a great look. Sorry, right though. One of the dopest shows ever on TV, man. Like, listen, if you like Breaking Bad, you'll love Game of Thrones. Like,
hold on, that's not look. Hey, man,
it's all right. I'm not bullshitting you, dog. I'm not bullshitting you.
I 100% back during what you just said right there.
I'm just saying, if you thought Breaking Bad was a good show, Game of Thrones is a great show. Like, it's just. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, dog. Like. That's how good it is, all right. And you had a great time right now because you can watch all the episodes get caught the fuck up. Watch three seasons, dog. Like, you could just be like, yes, yes.
That's how I did with Breaking Bad. So I might have to put you to, we might have to put some on the line.
And there's a badass new character right now, Oberyn. I feel like Oberyn about to do some crazy ass shit.
That's your girl's brother, right? Or cousin or something, ain't it? Rob Stark's wife or something. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oberyn is an old dude that came up in the whorehouse.
I know who he is, look, the gay nigga. Yeah, the gay, well, the bisexual guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a killer, like, but he's bisexual.
He's like, you pull up for that sword in his close quarters, it ain't smart. You better take this knife like this. Watch. Took that dude in the wrist.
I feel like this is the perfect setup and the perfect time for us to take our music break because we're talking about TV shows. And this kind
of. Can we talk about one more TV show? Can I talk about one more TV show?
Of course.
The Blacklist, man.
I don't watch that either.
Hey, I finally watched all the fucking shows. It's pretty fucking good, man. James Spader plays a good role. Blacklist basically is about the Blacklist is a list that the FBI or the CIA, whatever the highest government intelligence of like some super bad dudes. Not the FBI's most wanted list, because they basically say that's just for TV purposes. But these guys are actually the bad guys that's on the Blacklist. And James Spader, he's helping the government catch these Blacklist people, but he is a criminal himself. So it's like he's in it, you know, so he's getting something out of it. He just ain't.
He's a snitch.
He's not really. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, he's a snitch. Yeah.
You like a show about a snitch? You like a show about a snitch?
Man, come on, man. Everybody snitch on shows we like, man.
I think
I'm Breaking Bad had snitches on it. Come on, man. Walt was a snitch. His brother worked for the police, dog. Walt was a snitch, dog. If your brother is the police, you a snitch. Like, niggas don't care if you ain't told him nothing. Walt, you snitching.
I think around episode 60, we were talking about somebody else who was a snitch that was part of the Frocast crew.
Damn.
I think it was episode 60. Y'all may need to go back and listen to that. I'm just saying.
Oh, but speaking of the FBI, Crisis is proving to be pretty good. I still don't think they're going to be able to keep that show around for too many seasons because the plot, to me, can't be stretched out that far. But it's okay. I actually can support a Tyler Perry actor, so shout out to Lance Gross.
Crisis, is that the one with the kids coming back to life shit?
Nah, that's Resurrection. Crisis is the show where they kidnap all the government, like all the top senators' kids and shit, and the president's son and all that, and they hold them hostage.
That's fucked up. I don't watch a lot of dramas. I'm usually trying to watch some comedy shit. Life has got enough drama, so I'll try and watch comedies. I don't.
Oh, and I want to check out the show Shameless because your boy Don Cheadle. I need to watch that. And I'm going to try to get on True Detective since I got HBO now.
Yeah, see, I don't watch none of that shit. I don't have HBO, but, like, I really watch, like, 3-4 shows on a regular basis. And it's never any dramatic shit. It's usually, like, ESPN wrestling and then a few shows. And that's the
bulk. Don't you watch Shameless?
Oh, man, watch Shameless? Yes, love Shameless.
I think Jerm is the one that said that without even seeing Scandal, he said Shameless was better than Scandal.
Yes, it is. Way better. Oh, speaking of Scandal, I went back and watched season 1 and season 2.
What you think?
And I really hate Olivia Pope now. I mean, the whole time I was watching, I said, like, you wait till I talk to Saul right next time. I'm going to let him know how much I loathe Olivia Pope. Like, like her whole rationale. Like, I don't understand how black women could call her a hero. How could they champion what she does? Like, oh, I'm disgusted, man. Disgusted. Like, she's a liar. I mean, she has no morals. She did the black dude Edison bad. Like, yo, I'm pissed. Like, I was just like, and then let's not mention her fucking her mouth. Like, I can't take her mouth. Like,
that's
just really can't.
That's pretty much it. That is the entire issue with Jared right there. It's the mouth. He just don't like the mouth.
It's the quivering shit she be doing, and then she, oh man, and then she's like Fitz whore, like you don't understand, like you're never gonna be main, like you, oh god.
But see, that's the difference. If you keep watching it, she's the main.
No, she's not. She's the main story, but to
see, you only watch 2 seasons.
I've watched the season, you know, wherever it's caught up now, but I went back and watched the first 2 seasons to see how we got to where we are. You know.
This nigga, she's the main. That nigga is trying to divorce his wife for her. She won't let him.
Look, every time he won a divorce, some keep pulling him back in. He on his knees, Melly.
You definitely ain't. He ain't went back crawling back to her.
Yes, he did that one time when Olivia told him no or something. He went back to Nelly and got a Melly.
Sent him back. It wasn't no crawling back. She sent that nigga back.
Hey, exactly. But like I said, then Fitz, I wait for you. I don't care how long it is. I wait another 4 years. Like, bitch, are you serious? 4 years, like. Hey, man, and then now I see where it's at now. Like, Millie had her little side piece, the VP.
Hold on, man. How many spoilers we giving away?
Oh, my bad. I thought you might have been caught up on Scandal. My bad.
Nah, I knew it was coming. But nah, I ain't catch up on that, man. It's been a crazy week, man. I just had to get another vehicle and shit.
Oh, man.
Niggas coming up and running into me and shit, man. I done missed a whole lot of shit.
Oh, so what's up with that check in for?
Nigga, they gave me the appraisal Monday. I had to check Tuesday.
I'm talking about that. You ain't go to the hospital?
Nah, man.
It's all right, man. You on your bad ass back. You getting a wreck and you don't go to the hospital? I swear to God.
You ain't got one glass on?
Nah,
man. You ain't got glass?
Nothing. You ain't called 1-800-411-PAIN?
Nah, you got to understand, bro. Last time I had to go through that shit, It was like a year and a half long process. I don't have time for that.
It's all right. All you got to do is tell them, oh, it's too late now because you got 14 days after the accident, but you didn't went past that. All you got to do, man, damn it, man, it's all right. Go to them little things. Man, you could be getting us a check, my nigga. I mean, you could be getting a check, my nigga.
I just wanted to take care of the goddamn car. I'm good, bro.
Man, your back hurt, man. But your back
always hurts. That's what I'm saying.
You could have got you a nice check. I would be like, oh, dog, my back still hurt.
1-800 ask Gary, dog. Come on, man.
Man, look.
That's all.
They already tried to slander me in the interviews for this accident. This bitch was asking me, she was talking about, so what's your mom do? I was like, bitch, that's not relevant. What does your dad do? I was like, come on, man. You motherfuckers are trying to set me up. Next thing you know, I'd be in the electric chair for a murder. I just wanted to get that shit done, get it over with, and move on to the next vehicle. And that's what I did. So, nah, none of that shit for me. But we talked about TV. We're going to get into some music because it sets up our main topic. And our music for this episode is Freaks of the Industry and Fuck Faces. You'll find out why after the break. This is episode 110 of the Okay. NappyAfro.com. It's all right, King Jersey.
Well, we're the freaks of the industry. My man Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Well, they say that birds do it, bees do it.
Do it.
Time to freak, Money B gets to it. Not a heavyweight, but I go 12 rounds with a jab and a stick. I'm going lick for lick, so give me the helmet, I'll be the stunt man. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot,
yes.
Caressing your back with chest to chest, you kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck.
Oh, Money B.
Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and creaming. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freaky dog, Doc Nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petting, teasing it, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. You's a freak, Money B.
Got that shot, G.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G-ing. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you, bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Booyah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom? B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D.
D.
All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till her booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you in this situation. What do you do?
What?
A, you're plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing.
Dissing.
Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
Cause
we're the freaks of the industry. Yo, you worse, Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. You know what, man? You's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time out there in the park?
Don't tell nobody. It's like this. Now if there's a cure for this,
we don't want it, we'll run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it, we just eat it. Take us out of here.
So bad she made me sick sometimes. I just had to fuck this bitch one time. I met her in the gallery of shopping, buying gifts for some guy that she dated. Still chocolate, second anniversary. And I'm congratulating that. But man, she had her ass so fat, you couldn't bond her with your keel hand. It seems to me she had the whole world in her hand. Walked behind her whispering love songs. She started smiling, so I handed her this bathing suit and told her to try it. Replying, wow, the light brown eye. I'm shopping for a lady friend about your size. She put it on, so I paid for it. And then I told her she could keep it. Then I walked out the store, it's our secret, the people. Made it down the hall, she came running. Bags about to bust, blouse wrinkled, but still stunning. I've done it, make Mac move and girl chase it. And shortly thereafter, exchange our fuck faces. It's tasteless, but honey must have missed me. You treated like something more than niggas just humping the dudes beating. Her ass behind the silly shit, and I can see it in the eyes. She was sick of this. Let's see the sights, it's me tonight. Let's leave him stuck home pacing, blowing up your pages, changing fuck faces.
You must be used to all the finer things, infatuated by what money brings. It seems to me you both will never change. So all that's left is for us to exchange.
I caught her up on the phone, said I'd beat her in a minute. Cause all them faces she be making when I'm in it, they make a nigga feel like you're doing something. The pussy so good, how you do it, money? But you ain't knowing she's a tramp and a slut and all that shit. Every chance you get, you're trying to call that bitch. Quite a few niggas got the pussy, but every time I see her, got to stop and look. Cause she's so damn fine, bitch. I wanna make you mine, bitch. I wanna fuck one time, bitch. Shelf dogs on your mind, bitch. I give a fuck about any nigga you fuck with, stuck with. I love the way you suck dick and make me bust this. It's hard to hold back when it's this good. You said she wouldn't, I knew the bitch would. Cause I'm a veteran, twist them in the game so fast with this pimping. Bitch, you know you ain't gon' last, I got to get them. Let them know I'm pippin' really. Unless I'm getting paid, this shit is temporary. Exchanging fuck faces, making hella noise. Getting freaky as fuck, I'm going to tell my boys. Cause it's like that, that's how we do this shit.
Check this, just got through fucking this bitch who swallowed my cum and drunk my piss. I stuck my fist up in her cock, she didn't budge or move it. Sucking this fucking man, she loved to do it. I bust 4, 5, 6, nothing on my fridge, she coming to my house. I know that's my bitch, and she don't tell nobody shit, she keeps it cool. She said that pussy's mine, and because the way I rhyme, she let me fuck her all the time. Thinking about keeping this bitch by my side. Girls so fine, niggas dream they fucked and lied. But I'm numero uno, the one and only. Bitch be all on me, chewing my nuts like baloney. Then quick, she licked on my dick like plop. Then nuts skeeted out like thick white snot. She saw it was still hard and said, look what I got. Then rubbed it, hugged it, and shoved it in a cup. Tried to tell her to stop, but the bitch wouldn't listen. I guess a dick that's hard and rock is what these hoes be missing. And in return, she used a stolen credit card to buy me cases. And later on, she get this bone and give me fuck faces.
So the reason we had that beautiful music and it came in while we were talking about TV shows is because there's another sex tape that is directly linked to another TV show. Mimi is dropping sex tapes.
Mimi.
Love and Hip Hop, ATL, is now doing sex tapes. Or she had a sex tape. One of the cast members. Now, Jeremy,
we got to call this a porn. We got to call this a porno. This is not a sex tape.
From the images I saw, the few screen caps, that shit looked highly produced.
Thank you. And sex tapes usually are filmed by phone, low budget. You know, you got to see some socks. You know what I'm saying? Like a motherfucker, some socks, a bonnet.
She had lingerie on.
Yeah, you gotta have a bonnet on, you know, in the kitchen.
Hold on, let's look at some factors that let you know that it is not a leak tape. It is definitely a flick. Lingerie on black folks is definitely
a fucking
point.
I ain't see no ash. Like, everybody was moisturized. You know what I'm saying? No homo. Everybody was moisturized. No socks. Usually got on socks if it's a sex tape.
If you see full bodies, it's definitely a
Any manscaping or anything going on? Like, you ain't see no... Nah, man, it's not.
It's definitely produced shit. And somehow it coincided with the new season of the show.
Yeah, it's on the trailer, actually.
Yeah, how does that happen? How does a trailer for the episode that was shot months ago come out the same time as the fucking sex tape that leaked, allegedly?
That leaked. Oh, this kills me.
Did you actually watch the episode? Like, do you still watch?
I watched the trailer of the tape. And first off, I'm sure that not myself, but I know a lot of ratchet whores or chicks were heading to their local Home Depot to upgrade their shower rod, because that had to be a professional grade shower rod for the things that they were doing. Because I went in there, just tugged on my shower rod just to see. You know, it wasn't happening.
Real talk, no bullshit. I was selling some fucking jerseys on eBay. I hung a jersey up and the goddamn shower rod fell.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but this one, she was hanging from the shower rod, my dude. Like,
what was she hanging from the shower rod for?
Oh, dudes eating the box, kinds of stuff, man. I mean, listen, there was some old, you know how them dudes in New York be doing pull-ups on the street signs and shit like that?
It was bar stars.
It was similar to that, dog. You should have seen it, man. And, you know, Mimi was going for it. She was, you know, eating meat and everything. So, you know, I mean, it looks very staged. Like, it was too many positions. Like, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, if I'm making a tape, yes, I'm going for all those positions. Just normal, everyday, regular sex? Nah, you're probably getting three positions. Maybe two.
This is the moment where we always get a little bit too much information from Jern.
Not for me. I mean, I'm just telling the people. Like, you know, I seen that. I mean, we're getting a lot of information from the outline of the show. But hey, let's keep it rolling.
Terry, shit. He ain't never been shit. He ain't gonna never be shit. Did you watch the actual TV episode though?
Oh, it hasn't came on yet. The season hasn't started.
Yeah, I don't even know. I gave up on that shit like two seasons ago. I quit.
I think it starts in like 2 weeks, maybe.
I probably should have kept watching. That way we get canceled by now. I failed you people.
As long as K. Michelle not on it, I'm happy, man.
As long as she not on it?
Yeah.
Why don't you like K. Michelle?
She represents all this bad with the world.
Weren't you a K. Michelle fan at some point?
Yes, and then people reveal themselves when they get to talking too much, and she talked too much, and it's just like, I can't go second.
Is she any worse than Jocelyn, though?
But see, Jocelyn don't have a following like K. Michelle. Like, if K. Michelle didn't have a following, then, you know, it wouldn't be so bothered by it. But it's the following that she has. Like, she motivate certain chicks, and she motivate the wrong ones with the wrong message. Like, can't raise a man. Like, that song right there, that really bothers me. Like, the whole song, if you listen to it, like, first of all, women, no, you can't raise a man. You can't. But on the other hand, K. Michelle, you're a single mother raising a son. So what the fuck are you saying? You know what I'm saying? But this is not a diss K. Michelle session, man. She already blocked me on enough social networks, so I'm going to leave you here.
So now she's on the list of women that don't fuck with Nappy Afro. Is K. Michelle and Nicki Minaj now?
Well, yeah, I guess. That should be the only two. But we don't need K. Michelle.
Wow, I'm kind of shocked to hear this from you, man. You was the champion of K. Michelle.
Yeah, but then her booty, she went to too many injections. Like, you know, I was, man, but then it's
too many,
like,
booty injections?
Too many, man. Like, and then she lied about it. Oh, it's a fat transfer from my stomach. Okay, well, how big was your stomach then? You know what I'm saying? Because your ass is humongous. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did they suck all the fat out when you were 9 months
pregnant? Why are you even meant to the surgery, though? If you're going to that surgery, there's no reason you think you wouldn't get an ass shot.
Exactly. It was a fat transfer. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that must be where her son is hiding in her ass, because you never see her son. Never.
Is she worse with her kid than Drea?
I mean, listen, K. Michelle tours. Hopefully, like I said, we haven't heard anything about her son being, you know, so yes, I'm going to have to say she's a better mother than Drea, because, you know, we haven't heard anything about K. Michelle kids, being left at home for days. And, you know, even though she tours every night, clubs, she drinks heavily, you never see a kid. So hopefully, go ahead.
Quick question. I don't get the big deal on Drea. Like, I see everybody say she's fine. All that I can deduce is the fact that she light skin and got big breasts. Is that it?
In the story, right there. End of the story. That's it. And she got a nice shape. And, you know, and she loves, you know, dressing. But other than that, she's not even that fine. Like, really. Like, she look like a fucking bird.
I don't think she's all that fine. She's light skin and got a big chest.
That's all I'm saying. Niggas are simple these days, man.
Yeah. But getting back to the outline before we get out of hand. What's next on the sex tape thing, man?
I want to know, so the racism talk has started immediately. That's how it works. Because Kim Kardashian, who's everybody's just, she's just white. For all intents and purposes, she's white. She did a sex tape, and now look at it. She's married to Kanye. She got kids and shit, clothing and all that shit. And then we got the Montana Fishburns and the Mimis. It just don't kind of jump off of them. Is this a problem with race? Or are you just not as hot as a person that released a sex tape before?
No, well, I mean, we got to understand the marketing behind Kim Kardashian. Her daddy was OJ's lawyer. So, you know, Bruce Jenner's her stepdaddy. And, you know, then you got a mother that will go to no length to put their kids on a pedestal. So she got a better machine behind her than Mimi. And then Kim Kardashian's sex tape came out when she was in her 20s. Mimi, you're 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, the MILF market, I mean, if that's what you're going for, but you just had a baby, like your baby, like 3 or 5 years old. Like, you can't be putting out porn tapes when you got a daughter that's 3 or 5. So, you know, it's not nothing racist about it. It's just Mimi. Like, you too old for that, man.
What about Montana Fishburne? I mean, her daddy is goddamn from the Matrix.
Lawrence Fishburne?
That's different.
Did you see that acne outbreak on her ass?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Chippy D.
That is a problem, dog. So maybe it's not, you know, a direct conversation. Maybe there's issues.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers that's coming out. So the question to y'all is directly, who do you want to see drop a sex tape? Mm. Like, if you could name, give me two people.
Two people. Go ahead, Blue. You go first.
Go ahead.
Carrie Hilson and Megan Good.
Yeah.
I feel like we've already seen those. I just.
Wow.
I mean, Blue, Carrie Hilson and Megan Good.
Hey, that's my story to it.
Hey, man, I'm not mad at you.
Or if I can see the Malaya tape, I'm happy with that too.
Some Malaya tapes at the house. I mean, you know what I mean? But I don't know if you want to see me and Malaya, Blue. I mean, just saying.
You my homie, Jerry.
I mean, you know, I put that black box on. You're not ready to cry. Yeah, okay. I put that black box on it if, you know, if that's what you want to see. You know, I guess I'll write the edit for me since he's so great with the editing and shit, man.
Slander. God damn. I thought that you would have said Malaya.
Who, me? I didn't say anything.
I know. I said I thought you would have said that before.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know how far a superstar were we talking. Are we talking superstars? Or we just talking about regular girls? Because if it's regular girls, I would. Well, I ain't gonna say that because I get super duper.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm about to say, hold on, bro.
Don't say you're lying down the street.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I thought they'd be like, oh, I'm talking about a girl at 2137. Like, what about her?
Yeah, don't snitch on yourself, bro. What is the team mom? Nah, don't do that, bro.
Yeah, but let's see. Superstar chicks. Let me see. Is there any? I don't know. Sex tape. Let me see. I don't think there's none like that I want to see. Like, I don't know. Cause besides like Ravy Loso, I wouldn't want to.
Church.
I'm weird. Okay. Fellas, I'm gonna tell y'all a weird story about King Jern. King Jern used to be in love with a certain porn star that was from St. Louis. I don't know. I didn't want to see her get dogged porn. And when I finally seen her get dogged out, it kind of like hurt my feelings. And you know what I'm saying?
Porn star from St. Louis?
Yes. You might even know us, all right? That's the sad thing. Her name is Luscious Lewis.
I got to get that government. She's from St. Louis. It's only three people away.
Yes.
Chances are she went to high school with somebody I know.
Yes. Oh, you don't like Luscious Lewis Blue, I take it?
Okay,
let me tell you about my porn thing. Like I said, my porn chicks don't have to be great in the sack. They just have to look good. So if they, I don't care. Like, they could just be a dead fish. As long as you look good, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's all right. Whenever I make it to comment, this episode has to go. But I don't rather see Vanilla Red than Luscious Lewis. But, that's just me.
You said who? You rather have
Vanilla Red.
See, Vanilla Red was like a more, she was just like a ratcheter. Like, she was just like, man, she was, man, yes. I like red hair, so that's what, I mean, her, Pinky, all like that. That would be my dream three. Like, just see them three right there, because it was like different degrees of women, but they all had red hair, so yeah, you know. But I don't know how we got here, Blue. Man, God, dog.
We were talking about sex tapes of people that are not already making sex tapes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna go with Vanessa Bell Calloway, man, because I've been watching Shameless, and she plays the mother of Fiona homegirl Veronica, and give me Vanessa Bell Calloway, man. That's who I want.
Old porn, huh?
Oh yes.
This nigga won't like. You want Oprah? Is Oprah the other one?
Hey. Oh, I see. That's out. Yes, give me the Oprah sex tape because I want to see what. Man, listen. It's time for us to see what Oprah working with, man. It's time. So yes, I'm going with Oprah, man. Blue, I'm glad you said that, man. Oprah Winfrey sex tape. I mean, I don't know if I want to see her beating Stedman because Stedman probably, you know.
I'm pretty sure it's Gail in the tape instead.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Sherman has the safest porn. Leaked sex tapes. Like, nobody's gonna ask him for that link.
Yes.
Nobody's gonna ask you for the Vanessa Bell.
So Oprah, send me the link, Oprah. Send me the tape. It'll never get out, Oprah.
There will not be anybody hacking into your email for that shit.
Yes.
No one's gonna ask for that. I guess Megan Good, you already took Megan Good, so I can't really say that, I guess.
Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington, right?
Yeah, it gotta be Kerry Washington. Taraji P. Henson or something.
I would definitely go with Nia Long.
Mm.
I think Nia's probably Nia. I think she's probably a beast. And you already said Ravy, but it would definitely be Ravy. Ravy Loso. Carrie, nah. Like, I think Carrie's dope as shit. I don't think I want to see the tape of her smashing, though.
I mean, she gave you a little bit of a preview She Hate Me.
Yeah, but that was with the chick.
That was a good preview.
It was great. Now, if we're talking about lesbian flicks, then sure. Just go ahead and finish.
I'm just saying. I would think that would make you intrigued by what she could do in other situations. That's all I'm saying.
Honestly, I feel like she would have to be produced that way in the bedroom too. Like, you would have to coach her into doing that shit. Because if you've been with an extra pretty motherfucker, them motherfuckers be lazy.
Hello, queen.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Hello, princess.
This shit is just not the movie, yo. This shit is not the movie. Who do you not want to see in sex tape?
I'm going to go with Precious.
You said that way too fast. Damn.
That's the first person that came to my mind. Like, I don't want to see Precious sex
tape. That's cold-blooded, man. Y'all,
I'm pretty sure it might be Whoopi Goldberg tape out there from the 80s. Oh, I don't want to see that.
Her and Ted dancing in blackface.
Oh, God. Oh, I would have to say the one that we actually saw part of, and that was Hallie with Billy Bob. That shit was terrible. That shit was terrible.
Good.
Oh, my God. That shit was tragic.
Didn't a piece of you die when you saw that? Tell the
I'm
truth.
I'm still dying.
Because I was just like, I mean, then he just like, it like he was enjoying it too much. The way he did it, like, I was just like, man.
I feel like that's one of the things that if a sex tape came out, that would be why. Because they were actually fucking in that scene. And so there's actual footage of them actually fucking out there. And it's going to come out and it'll be the worst shit ever.
Like, Billy Bob was like, y'all don't know this, but it slipped in. Like, y'all really don't know. Like, the head went in, dog. He tell his friends, like, the head went in. I'm telling you, dog. Like, hey, if you look.
Ain't no cut scene. We didn't cut
nothing. Yeah, like, the head went in. She might not, she don't want to admit it, but it got in there. I felt that sweet black pussy.
Oh,
God.
So, question. Outside of Kim K, but like Jerm said, she's already going to be famous anyway. Has the sex tape really helped anybody for real? Has anybody really came up off the sex tape game for real?
And did what? Like to it did elevate you to porn? I mean, but it's not going to elevate you into society, like, you know. Like, Kim K is the only one that, you know, Kim K and what's the other girl named? Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson? Like, them the only ones.
Pamela Anderson, baby. Pamela Anderson has to build an empire off of that sex tape. She's the only person I can think of. I mean, but she was already on Baywatch, right? Before that?
Yeah, she was already, like, the shit for white folks at that time.
But she wasn't. Yeah, she was like a heart, whatever they call them people, them. You know, yeah, she was like a centerfold. But then she just, once the sex tape came out, with Tommy Lee, well, he was in the band, so he was a Motley Crue or something, right?
Yeah, Tommy Lee was already, like, he became a bigger star after the sex tape than she did.
Ray J became the star after the sex tape.
Ray J actually did peak out after the sex tape. Like,
I mean, he got a reality show.
Yeah, well, people, yeah, he became a force in Hollywood. I don't know if it's because of the sex tape. But directly after that, like, people...
Wait a minute.
He stopped being Brandy's brother.
A force in Hollywood, all right, come on now.
I'm talking about, for the time, dude, that nigga was everywhere. Wait a Minute was the jam. That shit was everywhere. And for a minute, he stopped being Brandy's brother. Reality shows.
Wait a minute.
For the love of AJ, 1, 2, 3, 4,
hey, that nigga was printing money for a minute.
I mean, that's the only reason why Flavor Flav got a show, because Ray J ain't want to do it no more.
They set the blueprint. That nigga was the shit, and he was no longer Brandy's brother. Ray J had a legit name.
Yeah, Brandy was actually missing at the time.
Wow.
She was.
No, I'm saying how ironic is
cars
that
and shit. Yeah, hitting people cars and shit, killing people.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Oh, I mean, it's not... It's the truth. You cannot... You listen, man. You can deny a lie, but you can't deny the truth, man.
Shit. Who needs a sex tape?
I thought we already... Oh, who needs one to help their career out?
Yeah, who needs one right now? If it can help their career... Shit. Why are you answering these so fast? It's like the slander. You're ready for it.
Oh, man. I'm just saying, Nas, he could use a sex
tape. Come on, dog. Nas is doing fine.
We just started off the show talking about Nas, giving him props, and now you see
life is good, went gold.
Finally?
Mean, he got 20th anniversary.
She came out 2 years ago,
Rick,
Blue.
Shit, Rick Ross ain't gonna go yet. He probably won't go.
Ross never go gold, though. That's the thing, though. Like, I mean, he's never like...
Ross is the richest nigga with the lowest album of all time. I don't understand
exactly how it works, but see, Ross, because he tours. Nas don't like to tour. Like, that's one thing that has hampered Nas' his whole career. He doesn't like to tour. He probably would have been able to pay off some of these debts he have, and, you know, he might have had a bigger fan base than what he has now, but he doesn't like to tour.
Y'all got to stop the Rick Ross slander. He's definitely gone gold before.
I mean, I'm sure he has, but, I mean, let's
I
just...
Have.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't going platinum, but...
He's going platinum one time. Four of Miami went platinum.
Whoa,
I don't think he's got a platinum album, bro.
No, I don't think... Blue, you know what you're saying? Like, a platinum plate, right? Rock's been since, like, 05, 06. And, you know, it's...
I'm going to check.
Yeah,
I know he only has one, if that, but I'm just saying.
I will bet the Frocast he ain't got no platinum album. If he got a platinum album, this is our last Frocast.
It's your last Frocast. I'll be here.
Speak for yourself, sorry. You show.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. That was the host of Fro by to be hosting this shit.
Yeah. Me and the Fro by be talking to each other.
This shit is over.
Oh, man. God.
I don't think he's got a platinum album, but damn. That's a lot of slander there, Germ. Jesus Christ. Nas, who you got, GQ? Who needs a sex tape?
I don't know who needs one. Like I said, the track record of success ain't that high, but I'm surprised I ain't seen a Miley Cyrus tape. I heard there's one out. But.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the next one coming.
She probably ruined that steam with the whole story about her and Juicy J. I think that kind of killed that momentum. Like, you fuck Juicy J?
She fucked Juicy J?
No, that was the story for a minute.
Oh, shit. I thought she was fucking the producer and all that. Mike Will made it and all that.
Probably. But the story at the time was that she was pregnant with Juicy J's kid.
Wow.
For a minute.
Hey, man. Speaking of fathers that's upset with their daughters, like, we was talking earlier about Lawrence Fishburne. You know Billy Ray Cyrus got to be kind of upset, you went from being like, you know, like my daughter, like she disowned Miley Cyrus. Like she don't fuck with her no more. She just like Katy Perry, her new dog. And she was just like, daddy, you know, you can take the Hannah Montana stuff off my wall now. You know, she don't like her music no more. Like she was just like, she's just wild. And you know, so Miley, I understand what you wanted to do, but you got to think about the kids, man. A lot of girls, they looked up to you and listened to your music and bought your shit. It made you that empire that you have, and you just to turn your back on them like that because you don't want to be associated with the Hannah Montana image anymore. That's fine. You got to think about all the little girls, man. You know, but
that's not story. Her fault. That's the machine, man.
She's part of the machine.
Them kids got to grow up, man.
But still, they was growing up with her, and then all of a sudden you go from being singing about lullabies and all of a sudden you twerking and playing with your pussy on stage. Like, come on, that's like 2 years ago that she was normal. And now
the difference between her and the average girl that was watching her is footage. Man. These chicks are sucking dick in libraries at school.
Hey, man, but still though,
just footage.
You gotta think about it. You gotta think about your, like, it's all right if you knew your fan base was little kids, it's all right, you'll clean your image up, man. You'll be like, you know what, man, I think about on some of your actions, you're like, look, I'm still going to drink this Henny, but I'm going to think about the kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, that's what you would say.
But I would only clean it up so that I would still drink the Henny, and I would just drive a little bit slower while I'm doing it. That's all.
You put a seatbelt on. You at least put a seatbelt on.
Yeah, I put a seatbelt on, but I'm not going to change. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what she did. She just said, hey, fuck it. I smoked weed before we record on Nickelodeon. I'm just going to smoke it on tape. It's the same thing. It's not like, you know, if I would guess, now I don't know shit about country music and shit, but I would guess that Billy Ray Cyrus ain't a saint either.
Oh, nah, I mean, shit, he like I said, he probably can't say much because she the one that, you know, she auditioned for the Hannah Montana job, you know, they needed a dad, they weren't gonna use him at first, but then she was just like, oh, use my dad, you know what I'm saying, we got good chemistry in, so, you know. So she, you know, he can't say much. When your kids is the boss and bringing in the checks, what can you say? You know what I'm saying? Like, when your kid worth $200-something million, what can you say to that kid? Like, damn, like, can I borrow $5? Like, yo, you buying dinner tonight? Oh, the light bill here, you know what I'm saying? You gonna take care of that? You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do? Because trust me, my kid making $200 million, I ain't paying for shit. Period.
Damn. But didn't you just, on the other episode, you were saying that you and your son will never be friends? And now you're going to use him to pay the bills?
I think the difference between his son making $2,000 a year and his son making $2,000 a year.
Once he makes a certain amount of money, y'all best friends.
Oh, yeah, we back. Hey, we golf buddies. I'm calling him up every morning. I'm sending him good morning text. Good morning.
Hilarious.
Sending him Bible verses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Inspirational quote.
He texted him out the tub like goddamn Rev Run and shit.
Yes.
That is the worst. You stupid as shit, man. Let's wrap this shit up nicely. King Germ.
Yes.
If you had a sex tape that leaked, let's say that you're single. Mm-hmm. Let's not sully the name of Queen Germ here at all. If you had a sex tape leaked, what would the title be and what would be the fallout?
The title probably would be Rush Hour. Fallout would be there. It would be like, God, dog. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, Fallout, I might lose my coaching job. Couple kids in the community might look at me. Facebook friends might go up or down, depending on, you know, what they like.
Famous?
Would I be famous? I'd probably be infamous. I mean, they'll probably be like, you know, nigga ain't even use up, you know, 10 minutes of tape time. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the shortest, they'd be like, oh, that was just the trailer, right? They'd be like, nah, nigga, that's the whole sex tape.
You're saying you run the 2-minute offense, King Germ?
No, 2-minute drill. Matter of fact, that's the new name, 2-minute drill.
Damn. GQ Blue. You know, if you didn't have Q, hey Q, what would the name, if your sex tape leaked, what would the name of it be and what would the fallout be?
It'd probably be called One Night in the White House.
Fallout would be, there'll be no White House in your future. That'll be the fallout.
That'll be the fallout. But it sound like, so you saying that your bitch count would go up?
Yeah. It's probably
10
record tickets.
Wow. It's a dangerous position to take, bro. I'm just saying. Mine would probably be Black Dynamite. You know what I'm talking about? Probably be Black Dynamite. You know what I'm saying? The Fallout, I would probably get killed. And that's pretty much it. Somebody would kill me. Just for whatever the fuck reason.
I told you not to put that shit out.
And that's pretty much how it would go. That'd be the last thing I hear. And that'd be a wrap. Because I'm sure that it wouldn't be anybody consenting. Nobody was said to be filmed with Saul, right? But, yeah, I'd end up dead. I think B-Eazy's would probably be... His would probably have a flat-out porn name.
It'd be called Waffle House.
It would... Either that or it'd be named after Jay-Z album. So it would be Hard Knock Life. Or some shit like that. Or La Familia.
It's gonna have a wrestling title. He's gonna have a mask on. I told you, he's gonna have a mask on.
It might be.
They're gonna start China.
The 3 second tan. The 3 second tan, and the fallout would be the same as it is in his everyday life. He'd be running and hiding. It'd be the same difference. Who else? Let's keep this shit running. Who else? Let's do Dubs. If Dub had a sex tape, what do you think the name of that shit would be? What would the fallout?
Hey,
you feel me?
And then, hey, wasn't that movie with Jack Nicholson? He said, "You can't handle the truth." What's the name of that movie, man?
Oh, that's
You Good Man.
Yes.
You Good Man. Peabody. If Peabody had a sex tape.
I'm not dissing the guy at Peabody, yo. You're not getting me snuff, man. I told you, snuffing season. Niggas getting punched. Nah, fuck that. Peabody's would be called, My First Time? No.
Oh, damn.
I don't know, man. That's a hard one, man.
Can't wait for the conversation tomorrow.
God damn. This shit is, hey.
It is kind of sorry, right? Me thinking of porn names for dudes, bro. Like, you know, I'm just letting you know, sorry, right? I'm not comfortable.
It's always funny when we get to this point of the show. So Jerv decided to just throw people under the bus randomly. Like, we weren't just doing this for six other people around here. You know that if it's a certain dude's porn name, you clicking on his link before you click on somebody else.
I mean, and listen, because, hey, like I said, does Justin Slayer put on a good show? Yes. Does Wesley Pipes make me laugh? Yes. Who else?
Oh, man. Nah.
Hey, Wesley Pipes is the most hilarious nigga alive, bro. Like, the first time I ever seen him in a scene, I really thought he was raping the girl because the way he was talking shit to her, because she was, like, Mexican. She didn't speak no English, and it was, like, him in a hotel room with the girl, and she was just, like, and he was just, like, yeah. He, the way he was talking, I said, yo, I think we're watching a rape, fellas. I was, like, yo, I think he raping her. Like, I said, I don't think she with this. And you know what I'm saying? She was. So, you know.
I'm just saying, you know, the dudes will be in there. Let's get to the winners and losers, wrap this shit up. We've been talking to these people for about an hour. Jeremy, you got any winners and losers this week?
Winners this week are fans of Game of Thrones. You finally got to see the evil Joffrey meet his maker this week, and I hope it was all that you wanted to see. And so, you know, those are my winners, all the fans of Game of Thrones, people that hated Joffrey. My loser this week, I'm going to have to go with the fans of Game of Thrones because you don't have nobody to hate no more. Like, Joffrey's gone. Like, who do we hate? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Cersei.
Hey, Cersei. She feels evil. She told y'all to ask the food to the dog, man.
Oh, yeah. I love Cersei, though. Man, I love her. That's my baby. I love her. I love her. She's hot.
GQ like Blue.
Yes. Well, she's not Lisa. She's not my sister. So, I mean, you know.
Hell no. Nah. GQ Blue, what's your winners and losers this week, bro?
My winner is Sansa. Once again, Game of Thrones reference. Because Sansa was looking coked out for the past four episodes now. Well, I think Sansa's on Percocet and Vicodin, if you look at her face. So I'm pretty sure when she saw Joffrey dead, she was pretty happy because she had to rush real quick. So she's my winner. My loser is, I got two losers. Senate Republican for blocking the Fair Paycheck Act for equal pay for women. They lose it. And my last loser is Ms. Twerk. She is one half of the Twerk team. And I follow her on Twitter and Instagram, and she's a very beautiful woman. But she tried to come out against Mimi, and like, I can't believe you did this, and I thought she was full of class and respect. And I was like, really? You make twerk videos.
Ben makes twerk videos since she was in high school.
Wow.
Like, really? How are you having more superiority right now? Like, really? You hit a butt and then start twerking in front of a whole bunch of dudes.
Yeah, that sounds like some ridiculous shit. Winners and losers. I'm going to sports. We didn't talk about sports. We haven't talked about sports in a while, so I'm going with sports for both of mine. The winner is Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn was able to leave the Packers, make about $30, $40 million, and come right back to the Packers as a backup. That is the best disappearing act I've seen in a long time. So props to Matt Flynn. You're the winner.
He left again?
No, he's back with him.
Didn't he come back last year?
He's fine. He
didn't
leave. They resigned him.
Yeah, that's
why
I was like.
One-year contract.
Oh, Cowboys, he came back. Like, he filled in for Aaron Rodgers last year. That's what I was like. Didn't he come in?
That nigga's a winner. He got to resign, too. So you left. You left for 2-3 seasons and made extra money and came right back.
I think it might have been like one season. I mean,
it can't be one season. He was like with three teams.
Yeah, in 1 year. That's what
God damn!
Because remember, he left. It was 2 years because he left. Because he was when Russell Wilson came. He was supposed to be the starter when Russell Wilson came. And Russell beat him for the job. And then he got up out of there. So it was 2 years.
He went to Oakland. He went somewhere else.
Yeah, that motherfucker got it. He got jerseys that no one ever bought.
Okay.
But you said that you think of another winner and loser. My winner is Matthew Stafford for being the sixth highest paid athlete in the world.
What?
And that makes Detroit a loser.
He's the sixth highest paid.
That's impossible. That's impossible.
Hey.
You got to think about it. It's like six dudes in baseball to make $200 million. That's why I was like, that's impossible.
About a year.
Oh, man. The NFL money ain't. That's what I said. Like, Matt Stafford ain't seeing money like that. Like,
hey.
I mean, I arguing with your stat. I'm just saying, I don't buy that.
Even if he got $5 million a year, that's way too much for that choke artist. I saw that. Detroit, y'all taking the L paying that man that much money.
They got a bad offensive line, man. You can't throw the ball on your back when you're getting, you know. I mean, I'm not excusing Matt Stafford. He is a dog, so, you know, I don't want to get him people, you know, fuck him. I don't want to say that.
And then I got two losers.
Okay, sorry.
I got to go with Josh Freeman because you will never get to play outside of preseason in New York. Mm. He's a New York Giant. It is over. You will rot and die on that Giants bench. Eli doesn't.
He's getting a paycheck, though.
Yeah, but he's not going to get any games.
Hey, man, get the paycheck. That's gotta be winning. All right. I mean,
because
we already know he's never gonna start.
It's a lot of niggas in the league getting checks that are losers. Trust me. It's a lot of. Josh is one of them motherfuckers. I'm about to mention another one. CJ2K is a loser. He's now a Jet. And you're not gonna do shit in New York either, bro.
Wait, yeah.
So he getting like four and a half for the whole season. And that's football money, so that means that probably $2 million is guaranteed. This shit's awful, man. So that's my losers. Give your shout outs, Jern.
Man, I want to shout out to the whole nation, man. Shout out to Miss T Lee. Tomorrow's Slay's All Right Thursday, so be ready for that. I mean, I'm trying to get more people to join in. I mean, you know, I know Saul Ray gets tired of me and Miss T. Lee just going back and forth on him. You know, just throwing his ass back like a volley on a tennis court. Whoa, you know what I'm saying? Whoa. We just, you know, no homo. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Throwing it. Hey, God, oh. Hey, I'm going to stop right there, man. I can't follow that up, man. Next, man. I'm done, man. Oh, yeah. Shout out to all the people that's been showing us love too lately. That just stumbled upon our podcast. So people that really like our podcast, but don't let us know by leaving comments, and you know, because it's crazy how you know people. You know, I was on that site. Somebody talking about Black Podcast, and they mentioned us, and I'm just like, wow. Like, that shit's crazy without us having to go do one of them little selfless, like, plugs, no shameless plug. Like, hey, what about us? My motherfuckers actually say, like, hey, Happy Afro's a real nigga shit. I like them niggas. And niggas are talking about something. I don't think they know how many fans they really have. And motherfuckers buying $100 worth of shirts. And, you know, that shit is like, you know, we appreciate that, people. So
they basically shut us up. Like, we can no longer do the nobody listens to us shit now.
Yes.
We officially have to quit saying that because people listen.
Yes, like a motherfucker bought $100 worth of shirts the other day, man.
Wow.
At one time, he was like, yo, I just bought $100 worth of shirts.
Hey, no refunds, dog.
Yeah. Sorry if you don't ever get them. I mean, that's the April Fools.
Hey, thank you, bro.
The whole month of April, if you bought a shirt, you're not getting it. We're keeping the money.
I'm about to put some rims on the ride, dog. I appreciate that, dog. Straight up. Good looking.
No more Thought Wireless.
Thought Wireless is done, son. We got some real internets up in this joint. Goddamn. GQ Blue, you got any shout-outs, bro?
God, shout out to the lady, man. She's out there grinding, man. Got another 3 days. She will have completed her dual master's degree program. She's going to have 2 master's degrees. So shout out to Q. Proud of her.
Thank you.
Also, shout out to Phi Beta Sigma for guaranteeing that I'm not going to none of these damn meetings in July for Centennial. I just got the breakdown rate for the individual tickets. I ain't going to none of that. I'm sorry, big old party in DC. I'm gonna be there. So I'm good. So thank you for letting me party and not have to go to anything important. And I'm done.
Can I get into these parties, GQ Blue, without being a bruh?
Just show up with a ticket.
Oh, okay. I'm being there bagging all the Sigma groupies.
Hey, you have to climb out. That much.
Hey, that's all I need to know right there. If it's enough to go around, because I don't want nobody hating. Because, you know, nigga, they're taking all their chicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even a bro. How you in here scooping them all up? I just
tell them you ain't grad chapter. That'll buy you some time.
I'm not nothing. I'm going to say, yo, listen, I'm just here. I'm with this nigga. Who is that? I'm saying, you don't know who that is? I'm like, yeah,
you can at least say you're an iota. I mean, nobody would even check that.
No. I ain't false claiming. I'm telling them I'm here with this nigga, period. I'm here to catch all the residual pussy that's falling this way. Not that Blue going to be getting nothing thrown at him at this conference.
Of course
but
not.
But I'm just saying.
It's not like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, I'm like, he's taking, so I'm going to be able to, you know, I'm taking too. So I don't even know where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, GQ not like that. Now, Mr. Young, now that motherfucker might be out there climbing. GQ's good. I got to give a shout-out.
God damn.
I didn't say what, though, man. You got to calm down, man.
Hey, I mean, process of elimination, man. People
come
listen
on,
to
man.
They might know
your name.
They together know. All our lives if they listen to all the Frocast.
Nobody's going to do that. It's 110 episodes. Who the fuck's doing that?
Listen, man, you might be dealing with some sickos in this world, so all right.
It'll just be episode 111. Hopefully the drama hits the fan, and we'll just have more material for the next episode.
Yes, man. They just play our voices all day long, man. Who knows, man? But go ahead, it's all right, man.
I got to give a shout-out to that raggedy motherfucking car lot I went to in San Antonio. I appreciate you. Mm. It was the worst car lot I've ever been to in my life. Thank you for allowing me to drive an hour and 45 minutes to come to your piece of shit car lot. The car that I wanted to test drive had a flat tire and was stuck between 9 other cars. Thank you. Thank you for having the expedition on the lot that was full of trash. I appreciate that. And I so appreciate the Tahoe that had a car seat full of Similac. Thank you for the drive. I appreciate all this.
Sorry, what kind of car lot is this? They just snatch people out of their cars and resell them? It still had a car seat in that motherfucker?
Nigga, Austin and
I've never been to a car lot with a car seat in the car. This, already.
Exactly. I had neither, bro. This is the first. What they do out here is they take the pictures. They'll take the car, take it to an empty lot, take a picture of it, and then put it back on their lot. So when you look at the ad, it's fantastic. When you show up to the lot, it looks like a junkyard. I drove past this quote-unquote car lot 4 times because I just knew that that was a junkyard. I was like, well, where the fuck is the car lot? They say the goddamn... The navigation say it's right here. Now, I don't see shit. I see the junkyard. I see a pawn shop. I see a gun store. Where's the motherfucking car lot?
It's all right on the phone with the guy. He was like,
you're the Black Impala? I'm like, wait a minute. Where you at? You just drove right past me, Holmes. Where the fuck? I don't see you. I'm right here in the car lot. Where the fuck is the car lot? Nigga. I pull in that dog. Every car I looked in smelled like aftershave and ass.
Damn.
Every car I looked in had fast food bags and shit in there. Every car I turned on, I drove that far. I got to at least turn the car on. Every car I turned on had some kind of warning light, battery light, dead battery. All the cars were fucked up. Every last one of them. And every car on the lot was over 4 G's.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I appreciate you for wasting my time and gas to drive all the way out there. Thank you.
You should at least went and seen what the Outlaws practiced since you was in fucking San Antonio.
I might as well. I probably would have had a better look seeing this than I did seeing the car that was being bought. That shit was awful. So shout out to you on Twitter. Shout out to everybody who fuck with me on Twitter. Shout out to everybody on Instagram, where you can also find Nappy Afro on all social media under the same name, Nappy Afro. That's Instagram, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher.
That piff.
Billboardmagazine.com. Keysmovies.com.
CDC website.
We on all that shit.
Don't forget about the GoFundMe page.
Man, we on all that shit, man. We appreciate y'all. Store.nappyafro.com for shirts. You can check out my shirts at LiftHeavy.com. That's LFTHVY.com. That's pretty much all we're doing, man. Shout out to Be Easy and the rest of the staff. What's that?
Don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher.
Stitcher, we are Frocast. We're not Nappy Afro.
Frocast, not Nappy Afro. Frocast.
We are also on iTunes. We do have a phone number if you'd like to call, and that's what I need to set up to. I'm glad I stopped right there. If you want to call in for the next episode, which would be episode 111, that's a great number. Call in. That episode, we're going to be talking about overrated shit. Yes. Overrated food, overrated music, overrated artists, overrated teams. If it's overrated, we're talking about it. You give us a call. Let us know what you think is overrated. 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Now, here's the thing. If you call that number, we're not live. We will have our maid Consuela answer that line. Leave a message, Consuela. Don't call and think you're going to be on the show live. Leave a message. We'll get you played on the next show. That's episode 111 of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. That's got to be next week or the week after. That's kind of how we do around here. So, for King Journey, GQ Blue, Be Easy, Dub, H2O Architect, Peabody, Thekka Jones, everybody that ride with us, man. I'm your man, Saul Wright. We will holler at you on episode 111 of NappyAfro.com. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
nappyafro.com.